Washington's Department of Corrections, whose women's division is now headed by a former state senator, Jeannie Darnielle, is proud that Washington is, quote, a leader in the nation working with incarcerated transgender individuals providing gender-affirming care to include housing and gender-appropriate facilities. Translation. If you're a male prison inmate and you say that you identify as a woman, you can serve your time in the women's penitentiary. Several female inmates who are doing time at Purdy say that biological males are gaming the state system. DOC officials do not disclose how many genitally intact biological males have been incarcerated in the women's prison in Purdy. Some women say that, quote, rapists, murderers, child rapists, and men who have killed women get put into our rooms. One woman told the O'Keefe Media Group that held undercover interviews at the prison that women had been sexually assaulted. The state's not taking the incidents seriously. Quote, imagine, said one female inmate, coming into your room one day and you're in closed custody. You turn around and there's a man peeing in the toilet. Some of these men are not confused. They're just manipulating the system. And they say that prison officials, quote, cater to the trans community, close quote. We're very pleased that one of the deans of the Washington State Senate, Senator Mike Padden, from the Spokane Valley, a former judge who, again, has served as the chairman of the Judiciary Committee in the past, is with us here on the John Carlson Show. You've heard about this, Senator Padden.
Yes, I have. It's very disturbing. It's not unique to our state. There have been incidents, and the report talks about a lawsuit in California brought by a feminist group and indicating the intimidation, sexual harassment, physical assaults, sexual assaults committed by men against female inmates. And in New Jersey, John, there was a transgender, individual who was a male who impregnated two women. Apparently, the sex there was consensual, but of course, that is not permitted. So, all sorts of problems. It's a kind of an Alice in Wonderland world that this is going on.
Well, what is the response from the Department of Corrections, the Inslee administration, to this?
Yeah, I've not heard much response. There was legislation early in the session by Representative Jacobson of the Puyallup area, House Bill 1233, but the chairman of the committee that has jurisdiction in the House, Representative Goodman, did not give the bill even a hearing. But now that this report has come out, maybe there will be more demands. But this LGBTQ agenda is pretty ingrained. You mentioned earlier former Senator Darnielle, who I serve with, and she, is a true believer in this sort of thing. So, but the thing is that the women there are intimidated, and apparently, if they complain, it's a problem.
They say if they complain, they get stigmatized.
Right.
They're called the troublemaker. And, you know, it's interesting that Jeannie Darnielle sees herself as, you know, the voice of the underdog. And yet she does not, she's not taking the side of the female prison inmates who are complaining about this. One of the inmates told the O'Keefe Media Group that, quote, all you have to do is say you're a woman. Going on to explain that men in county lockup often tell authorities that they identify as female so they can be sent to the women's prison. Quote, the guys don't even have to go to the men's prison first. Some of these men know that they're men. They're not trying to be a woman. They just say that to come here so they can have sex with women during their prison sentences.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a huge abuse of the system. It's a policy that is wrongheaded and should be changed. You know, it seems obvious, and we'll see. I'm glad you're doing this show on it. We'll see how much publicity there is, and if the general public actually finds out about this.
Another female inmate said that she has heard male inmates, i.e. trans women inmates, scheming about getting a woman pregnant in order to prompt a lawsuit against the correction center. She said one man was the mastermind of a scheme to have sex with a female inmate, get her pregnant, and he would be willing to be accused of rape if he could split $1 million settlement with the woman he impregnated.
Yeah.
The slang term they're calling it is $1 million baby, the woman said. That shouldn't be happening in America.
Yeah. It is amazing about the criminal mind, John, and how creative it can be, you know. And here's an example. And the abuse, of course, it's the women prisoners who are suffering under all this and intimidated and living in fear. You know, it's just a horrible policy. And you know, but again, it's part of this nationwide movement that's in other states like California and New Jersey, I'm sure others, where the same thing is going on.
Well, Melissa Johnson, who's the public information officer for the Washington Corrections Center for Women, following the publication of this video, the O'Keefe Media Group video interviews with the female inmates at Purdy, deleted her Twitter account. We asked for an interview not just with you, Senator Patton, but also with Jeannie Darnielle. We were turned down. And I wish that someone in Olympia would be demanding rational explanations for why male inmates convicted of sex crimes against women are allowed to serve their time in a women's prison.
Yeah, it's not. And that's exactly what House Bill 1233 would have prohibited. But again, it never got a hearing. There were five Republican House members who were sponsors of the bill. I'm sure we're you know, right at the end of the session, and people are focused on the budget negotiations and some of the other outrageous bills, such as, you know, hiding kids from their parents and 5599 and other bills that I think that's been the focus. But certainly Senator Benke, I'm sure, is looking into this as the ranking Republican on the Human Services and Corrections Committee.
Finally, in recent years, according to past whistleblowers, a transgender inmate who was charged and convicted for sexually mutilating and killing three women in your area, Senator, in the Spokane area, was sentenced to the Purdy Women's Facility because he identified as transgender. In the same facility, another biological male inmate who said he was trans and was originally convicted of raping a 12-year-old girl, allegedly groomed and sexually assaulted a developmentally disabled female inmate.
Just, it's hard to find the words to express the outrage with this going on. And there will be lawsuits. I mean, already the Department of Corrections, the tort claims and the amount of money paid out has grown dramatically year after year due to mismanagement problems in all sorts of areas. And now this is one more thing. But it is truly outrageous.
Well, we are going to continue trying to get someone from Purdy or someone from DOC. Jeannie Darnielle would be the person I would like most like to talk to, since she's head of this division, to explain why on earth they would allow something like this. We sure do appreciate you taking the time to be with us. While we have you, Senator Padden, will there be any good news before the end of this session for people who think the way you think and the way I think?
Oh, there are some small things. There's been some progress on home ownership of condos, getting rid of regulations, reducing some of the cost there. I had some legislation. There's a second bill that's still alive. So there are some small things, but the direction overall is has been horrible, and our victories are not so much passing good legislation, but defeating bad legislation. I guess the property tax increase is dead. The real estate excise tax increase is still technically alive, but it seems to be running out of steam. And in the meantime, of course, we have the capital gains income tax that our Supreme Court said was an excise tax, contrary to what everybody else in the
as a former
has
as
said.
A former judge, I know you rolled your eyes at that one.
Yeah, I was really disappointed. I thought if they followed the law and all the previous rulings and the decision of the Superior Court judge, we would have had a different outcome.
Who was an Inslee appointee, by the way?
Right.
So, the bottom line is they wanted to reach that conclusion. They wanted to reach that decision. So that's why it went the way it did. Want to thank you, Senator Padden, for your service and also for joining us on the John Carlson Show this morning.
Yeah, always good to be with you, John.
Okay, that's Senator Mike Padden from the Spokane Valley.